The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for nearly $2 million to help 36,000 victims of the violent earthquake that shook the southeastern Turkish province of Bingöl. The Turkish Red Crescent was on the spot immediately after the earthquake struck Bingöl in the early hours of Thursday. The volunteers brought with them emergency relief supplies, including thousands of blankets and tents, medicine, and 5 tons of food. But Red Cross spokeswoman Marie Françoise Borel says these stocks are now running out and need to be replenished.
We're going to help them take care of 36,000 people. We don't know yet what the future will hold, because don't forget that all the assessments are not in yet. We don't know exactly yet what the situation is in Bingöl and in all the outlying villages. So we may have more tragic surprises. We hope not, but we may have that as well.
The Red Cross estimates that about 60,000 people have been affected by the earthquake. Ms. Borel says no one knows how many thousands of people have been made homeless. She adds that many people whose houses are still standing are terrified of sleeping inside for fear of aftershocks. She says they, too, will need temporary shelter until they feel confident enough to return to their homes. Ms. Borel also says many people are severely traumatized by this experience and will need psychological help to recover.
Imagine you're at home, you're sleeping, and all of a sudden you're awakened and your world has crumbled around you. There are people screaming, there are people yelling, there are children crying, and everything has sort of disappeared around you. It's extremely traumatizing. And one of the things that we will be doing as well is we will support the psychosocial program of the Turkish Red Crescent, because families will need some time to deal with the pain and the grief of losing the loved ones.
Red Cross spokeswoman Marie Françoise Borel says search and rescue operations are still going on. She says 120 children have been found alive in the rubble of their collapsed school dormitory, but scores of others are dead and some are still missing. Ms. Borel says the people of Bingöl have not given up hope that some of these children may yet be found alive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.